I have another kid who's a driver. Sierra's not licensed yet. She's still doing the student driving one has to do with licensed instructors in New Jersey. You got to get 6 hours of that. And then after you've hit your 6 hours, you can get your permit. And then you're supposed to drive all over the place with an adult who's your parent, typically in the car. And then eventually you take the driving test when you're 17. But man, the fact that two of my kids are now driving eligible strikes me as totally bonkers.
Your daily Lex.
And I've been talking a bit on this show and even others about how it, it's really hard for me to think about the fact that my oldest is now going to go to college in the fall. And I was talking to some friends of mine, including my buddy Frank, whose kid is already in college. And although Frank's daughter was born a week before Annie, but because we live in different towns, she's a year ahead of Annie because of the different school cutoffs. In some ways, I'm like, wow, I'm on borrowed time, because if we had lived one town over, then Annie would already be there. But Frank, I was telling him how, like, I'm having a hard time wrapping my mind around the fact that it's quite possible Annie could never live at home again and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's true. It's hard. It's different having the house be empty. And then when she was home for Christmas break, it was very different having the house be full. But that there's joy too, because he gets to watch her like be independent and experience new things and become a stronger person and all that stuff. And I thought that's cool. So I like that. I appreciate my buddy Frank in a lot of ways, including this one, because that was, it's comforting and a healthy reminder to me to think about how, well, it's not just that my kid's going to college. It's also that my kid's becoming not so much a kid. And it reminds me a little bit of how useful Frank has been to me throughout all of my parenting. Frank had one key difference for me, which is that I had three kids. Frank has one kid. And I think sometimes Lauren and I were a bit inclined not to remember that our older kids could do more, because we still had younger ones. And so we'd look through the lens of the younger kid stuff, where since Frank always had just the one kid, you know, he was giving his kid more to do, more responsibility, more challenges, more stuff. Like Frank's kid, I'm not using his daughter's name because I don't know if Frank wants to be talking about his daughter on the podcast, but Frank's kid would like use an iPhone as a little kid to play educational games. And I had never even thought of that because my younger one was way too young, but Annie could do that. Frank's kid had certain responsibilities that we hadn't yet thought to give Ami. And so Frank's been a good little parenting tutor. And I like that we can learn stuff from our friends in those ways. That's kind of my point. That's really all I had that I was thinking about. Now, there are a couple different college visits that we want to do, including to Ami's first choice, Emerson. But the dates of said visits are terrible for us. Ami has to be at school really late the night before one of these visiting days for accepted students, which starts at 9 a.m. the following day. And Boston and New Jersey are a little bit far away. So trying to figure out what we can make work. Don't yet know that answer, but we'll figure it out. I mean, we've already been to the school, but and I never went to an accepted student's day. So if I didn't, nobody has to, but it's kind of fun too, I think. So we'll see. Trying to see if we can figure it out. Probably going to have either have Ani or us email Ani's teacher and be like, hey, Ani has to be at school on this day in April until late. But can we be sure that Ani's out by 6 so that we can start a drive to Boston, which will take a minimum of 4 hours? Good stuff. All right, that's all I got. I hope your Thursday is going well. I know mine is, because I got to share some of it with you. Goodbye.
Lex. Bye.